What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Yes, right here, right here, right now, right now. We are in Summit County, Colorado, and Rocky Mountain Puff is on. We have Joby Weeks. We have Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Luke Radowski, We Are Change Colorado, Michael Storm, Anthony LaRocca. We've got our activists all in one place. And you know what happens when freedom-loving, life-loving, loving human brothers and sisters are all at the same place? Summit Girls for Truth are there. Well, we set as a goal that Mountain Hours was going to go from 40 businesses to 50 for the event. Well, we did it already. It's done. We went from 40 businesses to 50 businesses in a matter of 24 hours. So I can't tell you how happy I am. We set this as a goal, literally, we went to the Dillon Farmers Market today, and we had car flags. We had like a little car parade going from Breckenridge over to Dillon, which is, maybe 3 miles away, no big deal. And, I'm literally welled with pride seeing my brothers and sisters that they're here coming from all over the country to learn about the system. And, you're walking through this farmers market, and it's surreal because you're walking through this. You're with all of these nationally known revolutionaries of Adam Kokesh and Joby Weeks and Luke Radowski, We Are Change. And typically when you do actions, you're telling truth about the monetary system or the corrupt system, so it's very scary. Well, we showed how we create revolution by simply changing the colors of pieces of paper that we call money. And that new money is Mountain Hours. So not only did they get to see that local currency in action, they also got a chance to spend it. They got to rely upon it to derive goods and services. They were able to participate in this awesome system. In addition to that, they were able to see, we quickly signed up five businesses in no time. It was systematic. It was like the energy was so strong, and you're looking around and you're seeing, Gary Franchi and his wife and child. You're seeing Jordan Page with his family. He's got four children. And it's like you've got all these revolutionaries, but in the meantime, we're buying ice cream with this different money, this Mountain Hours thing. And I can't impress upon you how excited I am. It was better than I could have dreamed because it just, everybody got to see it work, and they got to see that you don't need to be an expert on monetary systems. You don't have to be an expert on the history of the Federal Reserve. People don't care about that. They like the look of the money. They like what it does. They like that it's local. Buy local, go local. And they like that aspect of it. They like it that it's got a Colorado flag on it. They don't overcomplicate it. So we'll be right back after this. We're going to have some great guests today. We've got the whole revolution right here in the RockyMountainPuff.com. Check it out. Water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury?
This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferrant, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and
you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We are broadcasting live from Breckenridge Studios Dredge Studios. We've had quite a hectic morning already. And we are joined live with Luke Radowski of We Are Change. He is the founder of We Are Change. Luke, can you do a quick little mic check? We're making sure everything's working.
Mic check. Three.
All right. Outstanding. Luke had the, I was telling this to Luke earlier, that when I woke up in 2008, I actually did it in Breckenridge, and I was scared out of my wits, and you immediately go onto the internet, and you see these other activists, like, you know, Alex Jones and Luke Radowski, and, you know, they're not afraid, they're not ducking and running, and so it gave me, when I went back to Tampa, I immediately, like, I had to, like, tell everybody about this system that's enslaving mankind. And I just want to recognize the amazing contributions that you've given to the freedom of mankind, and that you don't just do it, for the Tea Party side. You're active in, our brothers and sisters and patriots in the Occupy movement as well. So I just want to recognize that, and thank you for coming on the show. And can you tell us basically what was your process? How you became awakened? What year did that happen? What woke you up? How did that occur?
Yeah, man, thank you. I just want to say, it's not left, it's not right, it's not Tea Party or Occupy, it's not right and wrong. And the only way to get the truth out is with live, unedited, raw video. And that's what I'm trying to encourage everybody to do. And I know the awakening period, a lot of people call this period a very dark time in many people's lives, because you do feel alone. You do feel like there's nobody else that understands what you understand and goes through. And you really feel isolated. You really feel like you're only there by yourself. I mean, that's how I felt. One thing that really woke me up to everything that changed my life was an incident when I was a teenager growing up in Brooklyn. When I was in Brooklyn, I was hanging around different crowds, and it came to a point, long story short, where I was pretty much just beat up by the NYPD for no reason at all. After being assaulted, beat up, bloodied by the NYPD, literally for no reason. I could go into the story, but it's a long story. After that happened, the main thing that really, really angered me is that whenever I did try to get justice through the Civilian Complaint Review Board, through lawyers, through the NYPD, they always said, well, it never happened, kid. There's no video camera. Ever since then, I had a video camera around my neck everywhere I go, everywhere I sleep. It's underneath my pillow every time I take a nap, even. You always got to have that video camera because it is the ultimate truth that cannot be denied. You cannot deny audio. You cannot deny video. You cannot deny what people are seeing as you're seeing it. After being assaulted by the NYPD, I knew there was something wrong with our country. I knew that there is no justice, and I knew that in order for us to live in a better life, in a more freer way, in order to fix things, we have to start doing something. So I started educating myself, and I went through a very long period of time of staying up all the way till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, sleepless nights, just researching, educating myself about exactly what's happening. And then I took that knowledge, that information, that power, and I decided to use it. And I started using it with local activists, local groups in New York City. How specifically, that's one level of, like, the local corruption. That makes you, hey, there's something wrong. How did that evolve into, 9/11 truth? How did you get into that realm? Well, right after 9/11 in New York City, I mean, I lived in New York City when 9/11 was happening. New York City became a total police state. Police officers were everywhere, and they were pretty much allowed to do what they wanted to, and they weren't even questioned. I mean, that was always the case, but with 9/11, it kind of perpetuated it. Waking up to that, looking up and finding and meeting people who were there, rescue workers, also some police officers, firefighters, rescue medics, military men and women, I found them through my activist work, and these were people who came down there after 9/11 to rescue people, to help people on their own accord. And when they were down there, they were told that the air was safe to breathe. A lot of people in New York City knew for damn sure those buildings were filled with asbestos. They were not safe to breathe. And now 50,000 of them are sick and dying. Meeting some of these people, sadly, some of them have passed away that I've met and became friends with. That actually emboldened my cause to fight for them and to fight for the justice for the 9/11 responders and also the people affected by 9/11, because 9/11 is why we face all the problems we face today, why we have all the wars, why we have this horrible domestic and also foreign policy that is destroying our country, destroying our values, destroying our way of life. 9/11 to me is still the key, is still very important to look up, to research, to investigate yourself, to really find out what's happening in this country.
Yeah, and I can't imagine a greater voice for the advocacy of the victims' family members that were harmed as a result of doing their rescue work, the first responders. I can't even think of a second person that's done anything close to as much as you've done to help give them justice, give them medical care, give them what they deserve. And I just want to recognize that.
Thank you, man. But, it's not just about me. There's so many amazing, powerful individuals who have done more amazing work than I have, or more talented, can articulate words a lot better than me. And I just want to make people understand it's not about an individual, it's not about a leader, it's not about a group, it's not about an organization. It's about the idea of just helping the people who helped us. It's about an idea of having justice, of having truth, and living a life that's worth living, not in a police state grid like we're living right now.
Yeah. So with respect to the, the facts of 9/11, was there a documentary? Were you like one of those guys that right at the time the buildings collapsed, you knew, oh my God, this is a scam? Is there something you watched? What was it that you came to know the alternative? Something was different than the official story.
I mean, definitely right after 9/11, just being in New York City, a lot of people were emotionally traumatized. On the television sets, all you saw were thousands of people dying, those buildings collapsing, and you saw boogeymen, the Bin Ladens and the terrorists, and that was played throughout weeks and weeks and weeks. It was a great form of propaganda. I mean, even Fox News was playing clips of Palestinians dancing, and they said they were dancing because of 9/11. Later, it came out that the clip that the Fox News was playing was actually filmed before 9/11 at a Palestinian wedding. So there's a lot of propaganda. I played into it. I wanted to sign up for the military. I was really young, couldn't do it. And I was really gung-ho, you know, for Bush and for everybody. And I was really sold an idea until it actually affected me, until actually being assaulted by the NYPD. I started doing research, looking things up, and I ran into 9/11 Road to Tyranny. And I remember watching those videos for a very long time and waking up to everything and just appreciating the information and knowledge. I didn't believe it at first. I remember, again, staying up long nights being like, this can't be true. This is not true. Researching, fact-checking, checking out the articles, checking out the sources of how the hijackers trained in U.S. military air bases. I didn't believe it until I read, I think it was the Herald Sun that reported on it. I didn't believe it until actually doing my own research and doing my homework, and I didn't want to believe it.
Yeah, it's... What a process. It's a process of grieving. And, you know, often, you know, everybody's gone through this as well, where their best friends alienate you. I'm sure you went through that. Some of your best friends at that time, they refused to wake up and they just decided to remain in the matrix, so to speak.
Well, I definitely don't. You know, one thing I learned by doing this kind of activism, you never want to force anybody to believe it. And you never want to end friendships because somebody doesn't agree with you. One of the most beneficial things I've learned throughout this process is that you always have to respect other people's point of views. You can't hate them. You can't, you know, not be friends with them. If they want to do that, that's fine. But as an individual, as a human being, you always have to respect another person's opinion. It's always better to listen. And that's really where the true wealth of knowledge and information comes from, is from talking and listening to people, especially when they disagree with you. So I always look forward to having those discussions. I always keep it friendly, and I have many friends that disagree with me 180 degrees from me, but I'm still willing to be friends with them because they're great and honest people, and I think we need to carry that kind of attitude because that's the only way to really continue on this path. Don't force it. Don't you know, tell anybody you need to believe this or you're not my friend. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing you could ever do. Some people have done that, and I think that's immature of them. This information is just knowledge. Take it for yourself. Judge it for yourself. It's up to you to believe what you want to believe in, and I'm not going to tell you to believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's makes sense. Love is the answer. And what would you, you know, you've been doing this for like maybe 10 years as an activist.
Too long.
Yeah. What would you say, you know, like a couple of your highlights that are just memories that you reflect back on that were just, this was great, we really had an effect that in your activism?
There's a lot, and there's so many. I mean, right from the very beginning, We Are Change was just me and a couple of friends sitting at a local pizzeria just talking about what we wanted to do. And then we made two videos, one with a police officer. The first video we almost made was a police officer coming up to us and making a fake bomb threat on us because he didn't like our activism work and he didn't like our flyers. That video went viral. Then there was Zbigniew Brzezinski when we confronted him, when security chased me out of the building, tried to confiscate my video, but that went pretty much viral over the internet. And then a surprising, amazing thing happened where, out of my control, out of my reach, you know, we just had a name, we didn't really have anything. Other people in other cities and other towns started calling themselves We Are Change without any permission, without even talking to me. And at first I was like, what the hell's going on here? Who are these guys? And then I was like, wait, they made an awesome video. We Are Change Minnesota confronted Bill Clinton. We Are Change Seattle just got a great interview about Norman Mineta and the testimony that what he saw with Dick Cheney in the underground bunker on 9/11. I was like, this is fascinating. This is amazing. Who the hell are these people? I don't know them, but I love them. And it was such an organic rise that it just surprised me that it spread all over without any organization, without any cohesive efforts to even put it together. It just sprung up alive to, you know, at one point there was 250 chapters active all over the world of people carrying this idea, doing it themselves, not depending on the leader, not listening to anybody that's telling them what to do, listening to their hearts and just doing it. And that, to me, is one of the most beautiful, amazing moments in my life, being able to just sit back and watch other people take it and run with it without permission, without even talking to me. And that was beautiful.
We got a break coming up here. We'll be right back with Lou Pradesse. We're talking about Mountain Hours Revolution.
Millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We are joined in studio, in the Dredge studio, atop the Dredge restaurant in downtown Breckenridge, literally surrounded by water. It's absolutely beautiful here. There's snow on the peaks. We are at the Rocky Mountain Puff event, Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. It's going to be going on tonight with Jordan Page at the Crown Tavern. And then tomorrow we'll be having speakers. Our speakers will be tonight at the Pavilion in Tiger Run RV Resort. Please come out and check this out. The Wandering Monks will be performing tomorrow night, and all of our speakers will be there. Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Sheriff Richard Mack, Jody Weeks, on and on and on. We've got the show. This is the place. The revolution is on. And part of that revolution is Mountain Hours, and this was a showcase for the local currency. Luke had opportunity to go to the farmers market with us, where we did two things. We activists were able to spend the currency, and then also see how we signed up new businesses to use it. What were your thoughts on that whole event?
It was definitely interesting and fun to be able to actually not use Federal Reserve debt notes and actually use the local currency like other cities and counties are using all across the country, like Ithaca. It was actually really, really an exciting experience to be able to hand somebody over, not a Federal Reserve note, and be able to get a good end product out of it. It was really fascinating, really amazing. I'm very interested to see where this goes. And it's just great overall.
Yeah, yeah. And so the one aspect is the reliability. Can you do this? And then, you know, with the other activists, because we want them, like down in Denver, they're going to start Mile High hours, and our hours will trade with their hours, and we can both have abundance. Did you, like, I like to express, like, we didn't have to talk about the history of the Federal Reserve. Did you see some businesses sign up right in front of you, how easy it was?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is pretty easy. It definitely is pretty interesting to see communities coming together and saying, you know, we're going to create our own currency. We're not going to be controlled by inflation and deflation by the Federal Reserve banking system, and just take control of their own communities. I mean, it's really fascinating. I'm very interested to see where this will be going. And I think it's a great step forward away from the problem towards a possible solution.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, you're here with, across the table with Luke Rudowski, and you know, it's one thing, you know, you see all these videos, you see all the activism. I used to be the head of We Are Change Tampa, and I would emulate, you know, activities that Luke would do, or Alex Jones, et cetera, et cetera. And now to have this happening in Summit County, you know, the motto of We Are Change is be the change. Well, don't complain about the Federal Reserve. Become the Federal Reserve without all the...
I don't know if you want to become the Federal Reserve now.
Well, without all the deception, usury, debt, and but effectively become a benevolent banking system. Money isn't evil. It's the love of money. It's the usury. It's the destruction, the slave position, and the top-down tyranny where they fund what they value. Now we can fund what we value.
And we're so slowly seeing that trend, not only with just people within our movement, but people in general communities who are sick of everything that's happening with our failed economic system that's pretty much rigged for the elite to only make the rich richer and the poor poorer. And that's why you see the advent of Bitcoins and the Ithaca local currency now. It's great seeing it spread here in Colorado and now soon in Denver. So it's definitely one possible way for all of us to put all of our interests together, all of our energy together, and actually be able to sustain each other and be there for each other. So I think it's just fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that, like anything else, when your mind starts on it, you just start opening up with new and different opportunities and different ways. Ultimately, all of our energy that they use to create the police state, we can use that something to, all of that money could be paying for health care or something that serves us instead of something that enslaves us. Not with force, but a voluntary health care initiative with local organic insurance. And that is one of the projects one of our other activists here in Breckenridge is doing, and that was created by Paul Glover. Paul Glover is the creator of Ithaca Hours, and they set up an insurance system that's $100 a year, a local organic health insurance where there's no profiteering, and then the local community healthcare providers use the local currency. So there's so many things that we want to reach out an olive branch. You know, generally I'm a libertarian, but I want to get down with the Occupy people and the Green Party and, you know, Cynthia McKinney and Cindy Sheehan and teach them and show them and have them come out and use this currency so that we can all get together and unite. That's the whole thing, is once everybody starts to see this and what the possibilities are, 10-year mortgages instead of 30-year mortgages, who wouldn't want that? That's what's so powerful is, would you have any difficulty at all speaking to anybody from the Tea Party side or the Occupy side about this solution?
I think it's an overall just a general idea that I think a lot of people grasp. It's not partisan, it's not left, it's not right. It's about moving away from the problem. And I think everybody who's sick and tired of what's going on should come together, should meet, should talk, should figure this out, especially from the Tea Party and the Occupy movement. We already have seen that in some ways in Virginia. To have come together and actually co-work, and I think that's a beautiful sign because that brightens the system more. Not only is right, they're able to get away with everything, but they're doing it. They're fighting and conquering everybody. You're a Tea Party, you're an occupier, we hate each other. No, enough's enough, we're coming together. And
we've got a break. I will be right back after this break with Luke Rudowski.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
As the exponentially compounding debt that arises. So that is an inevitability. So that is the true source of the corruption, that destruction or that loss of sovereignty is a mathematic certainty, whether the currency is based upon gold, silver, digits, or paper. And usury is the fundamental flaw. We are in Sudi. We are here at Rocky Mountain Puff. Please check out our schedule. There's lots of time to come up and check out the great speakers. Again, it's Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Sheriff Richard Mack, Joby Weeks. And additionally, in the second hour, we're going to have Rick, marketing genius, Rick Raddatz. In addition to marketing, he also is an advocate of, unifying the factions under a common cause that they create a government that serves them. So we're going to learn about his solution. And Luke, can you tell us about some of the stuff at Bilderberg, some of the confrontations that you have, and some where the listeners can go to check that out?
Yeah, Bilderberg is really interesting and a really big day for We Are Change. We had a 12-hour long live broadcast outside of Bilderberg Hotel that was on our live streaming channel. That people can always find out when I'm going live on my Twitter. That's the best way. You never know what's going to happen with me. And I'm always taking out the video camera, always filming everything live on Ustream. But people can follow me on twitter.com/LukeWeAreChange. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, it came to a point where I even had like cops running at me with guns, and I started live streaming the event. And if people were lucky enough to be on that Ustream or my Twitter, they were able to see it. And I was doing that live video outside Bilderberg. And at the same time, every hour on the hour, releasing a new, never-before-seen confrontation with the Bilderberg group. member, which you also see on our YouTube channel, which is just youtube.com/wearechange. Definitely fascinating to see what happens when these very powerful elite individuals that everybody's scared of start running, ducking, and diving scared because of a simple question. And the simple question is simply, what did you do at the Bilderberg Group? Or the Bohemian Grove or anything. We get into anything and everything here at We Are Change. We're here just about spreading information, spreading knowledge, and hopefully inspiring, motivating, and educating everybody to take action, take part, and to create a better reality than the reality we live in now.
Have you had instances where, you know, you have these high-ranking officials, let's call them or whatever, and, you know, when you got the camera on them in the confrontation mode, they're on the defensive. But as soon as you drop camera, and you know, sometimes you maybe didn't have the camera, you didn't have an opportunity to turn it on, that they go and they admit some stuff to you that, you know what, you're right, you got us, or whatever, something along the lines where they won't go on camera, but they do reveal something that they would not otherwise.
I never really want any of that, to be honest. I want people to know, and if I come out and say, this guy said this to me, people are not going to believe me unless there's actual video of it. So I'll even look for that. My camera's on 24/7 when I'm at the event, just to capture and catch anything. You never know what's going to happen, especially with his lost security guards who are getting cursed out by these Bilderberg members because I was able to ask him a question. We got that on video, too, of Richard Holbrooke cursing out one of the security guards for allowing me to ask him a question, which is pretty insane. But I'm not really looking for any off-the-record things. People won't believe it, and I think we should come out. We should have a dialogue. I don't think anything should be off-the-record. I think we all deserve to know what happens. I think we all deserve to know the truth, and the only way to do that is to be on record. Off-record, I could just make a bunch of things up. It doesn't make it true, and I'm not really looking for that.
Yeah, agreed. Ultimately, it's one thing. But I'm sure you must have amazing anecdotes with all of the circumstances and places that you go. Like, for how many times have you been arrested now with all the activism?
I've been detained too many times. I've been arrested, charged, and not found guilty twice, which is in Pittsburgh and also at a questioning near Bloomberg. Many close calls. I think one of the most interesting incidents was a couple of years ago where I had one police officer who I normally always seen at these events, who was working in high-level NYPD, who found me in the streets. He was in plain clothes, and he was talking to me this one time off the record. And I hate saying that, but he came to me and he said, you know, they're spying on you. They're looking at you. They have your picture up in the precinct wall. You know, just watch your back. This is the guy who you need to question about this and that and the third. So I had very interesting developments with not politicians, but with police officers and security forces and Secret Service agents that are there, you know, usually protecting these guys that have talked to me many times off the record. I do respect that, but when it comes to a public or elected official, nothing should be off record.
Sure. And how many instances have you had over time? It's just, you know, a lot of times people come out to protest, and they're not aware of the whole scheme. It's just like they're going there to do something fun or something different. And then once they see this whole police, they have, like, police lined up in stormtrooper outfits, and their whole world, I think you can, I'd imagine there's some instances, like, for instance, at the Pittsburgh event, I can't remember, is the G20, right? And that was, like, a lot of the protests occurred end up being through campuses. And what was it like where all of a sudden you're seeing these people wake up that, oh, my God, I live in a police state, and this is really happening?
Well, even wasn't protesters. It was just college students who wanted to see what was happening outside. So when they did go outside, they got the tear gas and arrested for no reason. And most of the college students that got arrested were, some of them, the professors and the staff there were trying to get them kicked out of their college for so-called being at a protest. But these were average, normal students who were like, what's happening in our city? What's happening on our campus? It took a lot of people by surprise. I mean, and it affected them. A lot of times we walk through life, and a lot of times we think we get ignored the problems that we face. Sooner or later, you will be affected. I was affected. And once you are affected, you know, you need to be woken up. You need to do your research, do your homework, and take effective measures to prepare yourself to be armed with a video camera door to make sure you're safe, to make sure that no matter what happens to you, the truth will always come out. So I definitely recommend everybody to get involved before you get affected, to always be ready with a video camera. You never know what will happen to you. You never know what you will see. And the only way to really move forward in our society, in our life, is to have an open, honest view of everything. You can only do that with video. So you have the possibility, you have the technology in your pocket, in your hand, anytime, any moment. Be aware. Start to make yourself aware how to use them and start using them, because it really is a very powerful tool.
Yeah, we, so long we've been in this activism mode, and you kind of remove yourself from the system because you see the corruption and you want to make change, but, there's not very much money there. It's hard to make a living. It's hard to sustain yourself. We want to create systems whereby activists can utilize this local currency as a system where they can take home to their community and basically set up as a local currency activist where you become, be the change. And what do you think of the prospects where ultimately, we are the producers, we are the dog, and the parasites have stolen the money power and they harness our energy to enslave us. What are your thoughts along the lines of, strategizing and figuring out a way forward where ultimately we have enough energy, once we pull our energy from their system, using the monetary system to emancipate ourselves? Would that be something that you'd be interested in involving yourself with?
I mean, I think it's definitely a new way. I mean, a lot of activists have started taking bitcoins and donations, started purchasing things that they need. But you already slowly see that trend happening, and I'm slowly getting into everything. As far as finance, money, I hate it. I don't want to get involved with it. I just want to keep doing this as much as I can. It's not easy. It's very hard to sustain yourself, to help, to keep this operation going, to keep doing this full time like you want to. But I just put my heart into this, and I always believe if you follow your heart, things will always come, and they have magically came. And magically, I'm able to do what I'm doing still to this day. And it's an amazing feeling. What will happen in the future, especially with the economy crashing, especially with the mainstream media failing, it's really unknown. It's pretty much in our hands, and I'm happy people like you are taking the initiative to set up alternative currencies in order to help really be there for each other and to help each other grow at the same time.
Yeah, it's... sometimes we'll often talk about the way the system works now is generally the people who are enslaving humanity are the most well rewarded financially. So politicians, actors, movie stars, celebrities, they're not doing anything to elevate mankind, and they're basically deceiving the people by omitting the full truth of the big con. And all of the people who want to bring the truth to the world, they don't have any means by which to monetize their loving and beautiful action that they're trying to just bring truth to the world. And then it gets rejected because the people want to remain in a paradigm of deception. And so we're trying to monetize that, and we're literally trying to figure out the best way, how can we do that? And so we definitely welcome your input with that. We really are putting our heads together. A big part of what Rocky Mountain Puff is about is that activists get together and we put our heads together like we're playing a chess match. How are we going to take our power back? Let's use the monetary system. Let's develop a benevolent monetary system. So I appreciate you being here for that. And I also wanted to talk about, where activists can get some of your gear to get out there and represent. Just like Luke Rogowski, get a bunch of mini Luke Rogowskis across the country and get active in the same way.
I prefer mini individuals who take upon themselves to do what they feel is right. Forget about me. I'm nobody special. We're all special. We're all beautiful in this. To find out more about We Are Change, just go to wearechange.org. Find out when I'm going live and see the latest videos. Twitter's the best way, and that's just @LukeWeAreChange. And just believe in yourself. Life is short. Let's live to the fullest. Let's make sure we all stand up for each other and we're able to do something amazing. I really believe we're living in an amazing time where we can do anything, and it's up to us to really believe in that and to go out and get it. And there's no better time than now.
Yeah, that's, you know, while you're on that point, we've got, about 4 minutes. I asked this question to Adam Kokesh, and they say that the times make a man, so to speak. And if, you know, once we win our emancipation, once the producers are restored to being the sovereigns, the people are once again sovereign, how will you express your human artistry? In what other ways do you, how do you kick back? How do you relax? What do you do for fun? What would you do to express your soul's artistry once the protesting's not necessary?
That's a hard one. But one thing that I do find very important in my life is meditation, working out, even yoga sometimes, taking a hike, just relaxing, being in nature, which I barely get a chance to. I live in New York City, but doing those things, making yourself aware of your own body, taking care of it, listening to just yourself through meditation and being able to just close everything out and just tune into yourself, I think it's very important. I think it's a very important aspect that I think a lot of activists should understand and should grasp, because it only benefits them in the long run. And I think, most importantly, just staying positive and being happy and treating other people and other human beings well is the key to everything, is the solution, pretty much. One of the many solutions. And it starts with just losing the fear and losing the hatred and getting rid of that propaganda in your life that's always in there, that makes you who you are. You're an individual. You could change anything in this world, and it's pretty much just up to you to say, all right, this is what I want. This is where I'm going to go. This is how I'm going to get it, and this will happen. And I always had that belief, and I always, you know, I don't think I would be where I am right now if I didn't believe in myself or in humanity in general. So I think taking a step back and understanding that it's not just about me or what I do, it's about everybody and how we live our lives, I think that is one of the most important things we all need to realize. We all need to move forward in that kind of direction.
Yeah, it's, there's a very unique vibe in Colorado, and we're thankful that a lot of people come here to experience that. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania, and then Florida, and then here, and there's a very, you know, just like you're explaining, people are much more attuned with each other and their souls. They communicate with their souls more than, you know, a lot of times in the Northeast, you walk down the street and people won't look you in the eye kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to come to Colorado and Summit County particularly. We are starting the revolution. This event is designed to create this revolution, and we're so happy that you're here to participate in it, help ignite that flame. And this isn't some kind of violent, this is a love revolution. Love yourself, love your brothers and sisters, and that is the motto, obviously, that Luke Radowski has lived with for a long time, and it's beautiful that you're here. And the other beautiful thing is that at PUF, where we're going to have our next speaking event here, there's actually a trail immediately right by the pavilion that, like, you walk, you know, like a football field, and it's just like you're in nature. It's absolutely beautiful. So
it's always really important, because there's so many negative things happening in this world that people just dwell on and concentrate on. It's always what the police things happen. It's always what the bankers are looting us. It's always, and once you start thinking about that, you start feeding into it, and you start being angry, and you start being mad. But when that happens, you're really expressing fear. And when you're fearful, that is their main mechanism of control. They only control you because you're afraid of them. But once you start thinking outside the box and say, you know what, I'm no longer going to be afraid. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live my life. I'm going to be a positive person. I'm going to concentrate on the solutions instead of the problems. I'm going to start building instead of destroying. I'm going to stop talking trash. I'm going to start talking positively, sending out positive energy, and building and creating something that will help and benefit the future. That's where it begins. That's the secret that nobody has, I think very few people have actually even dwelt into. And I think once we start realizing that, the answer and the solutions will be right there in front of us. I mean, our thoughts have energy. That's been scientifically proven in many ways. I mean, there's a great documentary, Water of the Great Mystery. If anybody ever gets the chance to watch it, please, please do. Let me know your feedback. If you think I'm crazy with what I'm saying, let me know as well. Let me know on my Twitter. I love discussing these kind of things. But I think understanding that, really, Our energy, our thoughts are very powerful in understanding how we move forward. I think once we get that, I think everything will be a lot better. And I think we'll be able to be where we want to be. We're not there yet, but the possibility is there. That's why I have hope in you guys, and I have hope in humanity, and that's why I have hope in the future. And I wouldn't be doing this if I wasn't hopeful.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think, you know, there's so many documentaries out about Thrive, and there's a 2012. The evolution of mankind is going to happen in our lifetime. And that's beautiful once we just believe that idea, we are going to manifest it, and it's happening right now. And that's the whole idea, is like, what do we do after the revolution? What are we going to do then? We're going to be artists, and we're going to all, like, kick back on this and just laugh that we... How thankful are you to live today? Like, I don't know what I'd do otherwise, you know?
It's a fascinating time when one person, one soul, easily speaks to the world if its message is powerful enough. And I remember seeing a picture. It was a bunch of matches standing up. And it was one higher than the other with a smiley face, and it was lit next to all the other matches next to it. And to me, that picture represents an idea whose time has come. And it could be anybody's idea. It doesn't have to be mine. It doesn't have to be a group's or a leader's idea. It could be anybody's idea at any time. I could go viral all over the world. I could communicate it. It could be practiced just because it's powerful, just because its time has come. And it can happen at any moment, and it's exciting, and it's beautiful. And I just really am thrilled to be alive where I am, and to know what I know, and to be able to share it with others. It's a really amazing feeling to be able to spread this information and make people aware of exactly what's happening.
Yes, it's a beautiful time to be alive. How will your soul, listeners, please focus in? This is a very amazing time. The truth seekers are uniting. The truth seekers are taking action. The solutions are there. And there's nothing more profoundly revolutionary than the people creating their own money in order to harness their energy for their own values, so that they no longer are subject to the whims of the top-down system. It flips the pyramids over. And it's beautiful to see someone who has manifested their soul in such a way in designing a life, following their dreams, like Luke Radowski. There are so many patriots here that it's like... you know, it's like I'm like a giddy girl, like a groupie running around from one to the next, because they're all in one place at one time, but it's in a very small space. It's in this beautiful Victorian town. To have all this amazing energy, all this amazing intellect, when this group of people walked into the Dillon Farmers Market, it was like, okay, we'll sign up. It's just all of this positive energy walking up. And it's like, oh, yeah, we'll sign up. We want to use Mountain Hours. And it was just great. It was great that you were able to see that. And it's just a truly profound time. And I genuinely thank you for being here. And one more time with the website, we want people to support Luke Radowski. Don't just, you know, it's one thing to just talk about this stuff and watch the videos. These activists, they have to live a life, and they don't want to be peddling and trying to sell you all the time. Just support and reach into your pocket, give to them, because they are giving their souls to you. They truly are. And what they do is dangerous stuff. You sleep on floors. You sleep in cars sometimes. You sleep in jail cells sometimes. Because the truth, the mission is the most important thing. And anyway, I believe we got a caller here. Go ahead, Walt.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Oh, really?
What's going on over there?
This is Walt Johnston of We Are Change Colorado. He is one of the founding members of We Are Change Colorado. Do you have a question for Luke?
Oh, yeah, man. Luke, so nothing really in particular other than we were hoping we could get together, put on a skit or do something at this event. We, as everybody knows, we like to get together and do some kind of street theater and some stuff, but... I know he's been kind of, he's been working for Russia Today quite a bit. Are you still working for Russia Today, Luke?
No, I worked for Russia Today under Adam Kokesh, and pretty much worked for him a couple months ago. Don't work for RT anymore. Haven't worked for them for a while. I think we stopped working for them in September. It was Adam who had, I believe, a contract with them, and I was one of Adam's employees under Adam. I learned a lot from RT. Definitely honed my skills in working there. I gained a lot from it. We moved on. RT has asked me again to kind of work for him, but I really find a lot more potential just to go out there and be on my own and to do this freely as much as I can, and I've really been enjoying that. RT is, you know, does a lot of good hard-hitting news, a lot of hard-hitting reporting, take them for what they are, judge a tree by its fruits. That's all I really have to say about that.
That's awesome,
yeah,
man. Oh, yeah. For folks that are listening that don't know who Luke Radowski is, this guy started a phenomenon, an earth-wide phenomenon. And I've got to give you props, man, for the work you've done, the dedication, the inspiration that you've brought out, and showing everyone really the example. You know, you've been the example, I think, and you've shown us how that we can take on the system from the ground and how an ordinary person can change the world, man. So much love to you, Luke.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. And if I could do it, anybody can. Trust me. And there's a lot smarter. There's a lot more articulate. There's a lot more amazing people out there that could do a way better job than I can. I'm doing the best I can, and it's up to all of us to do it. It's not about one man. It's about an idea.
Yeah. It's about letting your soul shine. It's about believing and loving yourself and loving your brothers and sisters. And once you do that, just follow the truth, and absolutely, Luke Radowski is a man among men, and it's great that he is here. We're so excited. It's Rocky Mountain Puff. We are supporting this event. We are supporting the truth. We are initiating the revolution. We've got the solution of the local currency produced by the people, and please check out the schedule, rockymountainpuff.com. Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Sheriff Richard Mack. In the next hour, we're going to have Rick Raditz, who is a marketing genius, information marketing. And I actually was aware of his work prior to, my political awakening, let's call it. And I would try to work on some of these processes in the off season for my pool business. And I was never able to make any money, so hopefully you can shed some light and help us all. How can we learn to market the local currency solution a little better? We've got great minds here like Joby Weeks, who's a great information marketer. We've got Rick Raditz, and we're going to put our heads together like we're playing a chess game, but we're playing in the real world. We're planning to take it all back through the monetary system, copying the exact model that whatever Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan did, control the money, control the message. You can control the people thereafter.
Look
and,
at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account.
All right, it's just the game, as Bill Hicks says. Let's make it a better ride. Let's make some better rules for the people. Thank you, Luke Radowski. Please come out, and we'll stay on. We're on here for another hour.
But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as
gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits